The Chattanooga Football Club traveled to Red Bull Arena in New Jersey to compete in the National Premier Soccer League Championship. I traveled along as an embedded reporter with the supporting fans, the Chattahooligans. The normally boisterous Chattahooligans were unusually quiet and bleary-eyed as they loaded the fan bus at 5 o'clock in the morning outside of Finley Stadium. The Chattanooga Football Club plays for the National Premier Soccer League Championship in 16 hours, and the team's supporters will be there. The hooligans were fairly quiet until we crossed into New Jersey when the chanting began. One of the organizers for the trip, Galen Riley, has been a strong voice for the Chattahooligans.
I was aware of the Chattahooligans in their first season, 2009. The organization was sort of founded about the same time the club was. And I was hanging out with these guys towards the end of the second season in 2010 is when I was fully immersed in hooliganism. What does it mean to be a hooligan? I think that citizens of Chattanooga in particular are sort of, like, if you want to call yourself a Chattanoogan, that brings a sort of a sense of civic pride in part of what you do. And, like, we eat local and we support things that are local to our community, and we all go and, you know, dislike Riverbend together. I think that one of the things that you have to do to call yourself a committed sort of Chattanooga citizen and part of the Chattanooga experience is to do things like go to soccer matches. This particular team is not affiliated with a university. It's not a farm team for a professional baseball franchise. It's a Chattanooga born and bred sort of institution. And it's being built right now by people from Chattanooga, and I think that's great.
L. Conductor developed a persona that is recognizable within the group of Chattahooligans.
Back when the team started, back in 2009, or actually before their first game, I had heard that the team was starting up. I knew several of the owners that were putting it together. And so I was thinking, well, all right, to make this kind of fun, it would be really cool if somebody would dress up, maybe have this persona, be this super fan who hung out, you know, wore a mask, wore a costume. You know, that would be really great, but I bet nobody else is going to do that, and it needs to happen, so I'll do it. So I put together a costume, went to all the games, had some signs, cowbells, just started cheering. After a couple of games, I noticed that there was another group of people, not in costume, but still had, you know, cowbells, drums, flags, and whatnot, and my wife sort of asked me, wouldn't you feel better if you moved out of this section and went down there with those people, and I think you'd have a better time. And sure enough, yes, she was right. So I moved out of where the families were sitting and went down with the other group, and sort of that's how I joined the Chattahooligans.
The cacophony of cowbells, chanting of the choir, and pounding drum beats kept the Chattahooligans on their feet for the entire game. There was never a moment of silence in the fan section for CFC. I watched the Chattahooligans march in and take their place. They could be heard across the expanse of the arena. Gary Moody, media PR consultant for the NPSL, recognizes the support of the Chattahooligans.
You know, Chattanooga definitely has, you know, one of the strongest supporters groups in the league. I think, you know, Detroit, being a newer team, that they also have a really strong supporters group. Tulsa, there's several other ones throughout the league, but obviously they've set a good example and they've been around for a long time.
I join in the fun, and for a moment, I too am a Chattahooligan. It was infectious. I am energized and dripping with sweat, but we love every moment of it as we pour our energy toward the field. Yes, this is fun, but the defining moment of all this energy was made apparent not with the first goal of the game scored by CFC, but by the last goal when the Red Bulls sealed their 3-1 victory with minutes left in the game. There, on the championship field, our boys in blue were visibly sad, But one look toward the Chattahooligans and they picked themselves back up and finished the game. The hooligans never stopped chanting, never stopped pounding the drums, making their cowbells ring. As the team picked up their second place trophy, they did not stand in front of the backdrop provided for the photos. Instead, the Chattanooga Football Club made their way across the field to stand in front of the Chattahooligans, their fans, and pose for the photo.
Obviously, we didn't get the result we wanted, but we didn't have any control of that. I mean, and that isn't why we're a fan. We're not fans because we're going to win every game. We're fans because we like the team and we're going to support it. And being there, being part of the whole event, that's what we consider the best way of supporting. Watching it either on TV or live streamed or whatever, that's nice, but you're not able to really be there and truly support doing it that way. You really need to be there and have your drums or your cowbells, be able to react to what's going on, to be able to interject some, you know, wonderful chant or some song or something that's appropriate to the action, and it really makes a difference. It changes what's going on. And I think last night, the Red Bull crowd, I think they realized that we took it seriously and we did our job well as a supporter group.
When it's all over, the Chattahooligans continue to chant in an almost empty stadium until the very last member of the Chattanooga Football Club leaves the field. Only then will the hooligans pick up their drums and make their way back to the bus for the long ride home. El Conductor reads a tweet sent out by one of the players while we ride the bus home.
He sent this after the loss last night. I hope all the Chattanooga fans have a quick and safe journey home. Can't believe how amazing they are in a win and defeat. Picked right up back with their incredible support. Not another fan base and city like this. Luke Winter.
Now what?
Well, now the season's over and we're undefeated just like everybody else. So we're going to get back to work and do this again next year.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.